honorem sancte individue Trinitatis, ad exaltationem fidei catholice et vitae Christiane incrementum, auctoritate Domini nostri Iesu Christi.
October 15th, 2006. Presiding High Mass in a St. Peter's Square packed with pilgrims from across the globe, Pope Benedict XVI pronounced the formula of canonization, proclaiming four new saints of the Catholic Church. Among them, Mexican Bishop Rafael Guizar Valencia of Veracruz.
Beatus Rafaelem Guizar Valencia.
Il Beato Raffaele Guizar Valencia è stato un sacerdote e un vescovo di ardente carità pastorale e di eccezionale spirito di sacrificio.
The story of the new saint, Bishop Rafael, was not new to the thousands of Mexicans gathered in St. Peter's Square for his canonization. Born in 1877, Rafael Guizar was one of 11 children whose parents were wealthy landowners. Shortly after his ordination to the priesthood, Father Rafael founded the Congregation of Missionaries of Our Lady of Hope and used his family's money to found schools for poor children. He also founded seminaries and colleges for boys. Veronica Scarisbrick tells us more about this extraordinary religious.
The Mexican Revolution and the persecution of the Catholic Church in Mexico set Father Rafael on a run for his life, and for several years he was forced into exile. He returned to his country as a bishop in 1920, a time when government persecution of the church had escalated, and he was forced to train his seminarians underground. In 1931, the governor of Veracruz ordered a crackdown on priests. There could be only one priest for every 100,000 Catholics. Bishop Rafael closed tight all his churches in protest, and the governor issued orders to shoot him on sight. But Rafael was not to be frightened. He stormed into the governor's palace and walked right into the man's office. Fearing the kind of public uprising the murder of this priest would provoke, the governor revoked the death sentence. Bishop Rafael was able to continue the work of the church, but under constant government opposition and harassment.
Bishop Rafael died of natural causes in 1938. He was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1995. But how did Pope Benedict remember Bishop Rafael Guizar de Valencia at his canonization? Chris Altieri filed this report.
The Pope said Rafael Guizar y Valencia, Bishop of Veracruz in Mexico, was a tireless preacher of the gospel to the people of his diocese. Pope Benedict recalled one of the holy bishop's favorite sayings.
A un obispo le puede faltar mitra, baclo e hasta catedral, pero nunca le puede faltar el seminario.
A bishop may want a mitre, a crozier, and even a cathedral, but he must never be without a seminary, for upon the seminary depends the future of his diocese. With this profound sense of priestly fatherhood, said Pope Benedict, the bishop was able to guarantee the preparation of his seminarians even while he endured persecutions and bore the suffering of exile.
La preparación de los alumnos. Que el ejemplo de San Rafael Guizar y Valencia.
May the example of St. Rafael Guizar y Valencia, said Pope Benedict, serve to call bishops and priests to consider the promotion of priestly vocations as an integral part of their pastoral programs.
Además del espíritu de pobreza y de la evangelización, el fomento de las vocaciones sacerdotales y religiosas y su formación según el corazón de Cristo.
Well, one priest who has taken Bishop Rafael's message to heart is Father Heriberto Monroy of Mexico City. He is the co-founder of the Eucharistic Marian Missionaries under the sign of the cross, a small community of missionary priests and sisters whose work is based on the teachings of the new Saint Raphael. He told me why Saint Raphael is such an inspiration to him, and how his courage and faith offer a universal message of hope in a troubled world.
Looking at his picture, he is a man with holiness. Holiness means a great love for God, a great joy for life, because sanctity is not against joy, happiness. His face looks always happy. He's a man of a great faith, great devotion to Our Lady, a man that used to sing, to make music, to sing with the seminarians. And at the time he was so close to people, poor people. He comes from a rich family, we can say, but he was so close to the poor people. He was touched by the necessities of the poor, and that's thanks to his mother. His mother is also in process of beatification. He had a great holy mother.
And he used some of his own family's money to open schools, yeah, and help the poor, didn't he?
Yeah, sometimes some people like him, who come from a good family, rich family, use their money to create goods for poor people. And yes, for me, that man of that sanctity, happiness, with great love for the people, for the poor, to save souls. That's the image that I have from Guisari Valencia, Father Rafael.
Okay, let's go back. In 1911, they began a campaign of persecution against the Catholic Church there in Mexico. Father Rafael had, by that time, established a congregation. That was dissolved. Mm-hmm. His missionary work was prohibited. But Father Rafael continued his work underground, didn't he? And mm-hmm. How dangerous was it? How dangerous was that period for people, for religious or even the faithful, to practice their faith freely?
It was hard. At this time, we have the Mexican Revolution going on, mainly on the country. On the city, it's hard to be outside at sometimes. There's a lot of violence in Mexico City. It's not as open as in the country. He used to go to assist people. He used to dress as a poor people, as an Indian selling goods, mm-hmm. as a doctor, just to be close to the people, to help them to die in God's hands. He didn't care to suffer. He didn't care what he could go through. He was a very brave man to do this, because he knew that the soul was very dear to God, and if he could give a blessing or help that people to reach God, he didn't care what to do. So it's a hard time in Mexico's time for.
What would happen to people, or what would have happened to him if he'd been discovered?
Kill. That was a hard time. That many priests, mainly foreigners, they was kicked out from the country. He looked like a Spaniard. He looked like a foreigner because he was different from Mexican style. So that helped him also a lot. But if he would have been caught, maybe death would be the last thing for him.
Why were people so afraid of the Catholic Church? I mean, why was it persecuted so much?
It is since the beginning. Since the beginning of Christianity with Jesus Christ.
And in 1911 in Mexico, what was it that really provoked this anger against the Catholic Church, that they wanted to kill the religious and the faithful?
Yeah, because the Catholic Church helps poor people, helps to make unity, create unity among the people. The faith is the only thing that the others cannot kill, and Jesus said it. They can kill the body, but the soul, they cannot touch it. So it's in our mentality of Mexicans, and during the persecution, instead of losing faith, the faith has increased a lot, because that sense that cannot take us what we have from our ancients, our people in the past, that is so hard faith in some people, and said you can kill us, but you cannot take us away from our faith. And that is, I think, it's afraid of all times, that unity is the strongest weapon on earth. When people is united, is the hardest a weapon that any government can have. So if I divide the country in different faiths, I weaken the country. And if the country is very well united in one faith, as the Mexican it is, on Our Lady mainly of Guadalupe, that is a people very Catholic, then it's a strong people.
At one point, Father Rafael had to flee Mexico. He had to escape. They were about to catch him, and they wanted to kill him. He went to the U.S., he went to Guatemala, and then he ended up in Cuba. And while he was in Havana, he was a few years there, he received news that the Pope had appointed him to be the Bishop of Veracruz, Mexico. Was the Pope trying to send a message to the authorities in Mexico by appointing him a bishop?
You know, my personal opinion, it can differ from different people, but it's God's acting on the church. I always think God acts on the church, even if the actions of the church can be a little bit hard for our thinking, mainly actual human thinking. For me, only it's God's talking through the church. And it's a way that God always talks. When God selects one to be a very share of his heart, to be a great missionary, they have to go to walk through the cross like Jesus did. We can say after the persecution comes the reward. And God had prepared Monsignor Guisari Valencia with a strong heart to be able to take care of a lot of people, but now more freely. And it's supposed to be freely, but later on, another persecution started in Mexico. So he was the man of the great persecution of the church and on him. So Jesus wanted to print on Guisari Valencia part of Jesus' life, persecution.
So what does he mean to the people of Mexico today? And how big a following does he have? How many people are devoted to him?
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. Just look in his face, his smiling, his light, smiling, happy face. Talks about people of God, not only priests, but that he represents a hierarchy. That means hierarchy is like Jesus wants. It's a shepherd that takes care of his sheep with so much care. Monsignor Valencia means for the people of Mexico a priest and also a bishop that is very, very close to the people. It's not the bishop that is inside some walls, but it's the bishop that takes on a horse and rides. Even if he's very sick, he has to ride miles and miles over the mountains because this Veracruz is a very mountainous country. So he had to walk for hours on a horse to get to a small town. And at the end, he was so happy to reach that point that he always forget what he had suffered to get to that point. And it's what people can touch. That person that represents the church comes to me. Even if he does, if he's sick, he comes from a long distance just to meet me, to talk to me about God with a smile, with some sign of care. So that's the image of priests and bishops that the world will want all the time, but mainly in this time of the church and the humanity.
Saint Guisari Valencia, he has a universal message for all of Mexico, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes, very clear. And his message is in the letters that he used to write at the end. May God bless you with his holy love. That's the message is to be said, like Jean Paul said on his first homily, we can say, don't be afraid to be saints. And Guisari Valencia is saying the same with a smile. Suffering is just a time on earth. But just look at heaven with joy and happiness that one day you will reach that heaven. Also, for me, it's a message to the hierarchy that it's a message of a great zeal for those souls that we are in charge of, that the world now needs God than any other time on its history. people is losing faith because they don't know God. It's just a point they don't know. At the time they meet God, they meet Jesus, their whole life is changed. So Gisari Valencia is saying to the world, be holy, and holiness is happiness and joy. Because now I think the world is emerging sadness, depressions, but sanctity is happiness. And I wish one day the Pope could call Gisari Valencia the patron of bishops of the world, mainly Mexico, because he's an example to follow. For me, in the hierarchy, me as a priest, is an example to follow. I don't say the church, but me, for me, means an example of a priest that I want to be, that I have to be, because that's my mission.
Very warm thanks there to Father Heriberto Monroy of Mexico City. He is the co-founder of the Eucharistic Marian Missionaries under the sign of the cross.